From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Thursday, July 20th. Coming up, we'll learn more about how the Illinois Supreme Court upheld a ruling ending cash bail within the state of Illinois. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois will eliminate cash bail in September. That's after the state Supreme Court upheld a law that made it so courts could only hold someone pre-trial if they were a risk to public safety or likely to try and flee. Erica Reynolds is the McLean County State's Attorney. She was one of many prosecutors who brought a lawsuit challenging the change. She says under the new law, the bar to keep people locked up pre-trial is too high.
There are going to be instances in which where we think detaining somebody is appropriate under the facts and will be unable to do so. And everybody in the courtroom will see the issues with releasing an individual and will have no recourse.
Some police organizations say the law will make communities less safe. However, there are also victims' rights groups who are speaking out in favor of the decision. They say it will help courts devote resources to the most serious crimes. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul yesterday joined his Democratic peers in countering a letter sent by Republican attorneys general to Fortune 100 companies. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The 13 Republicans warned the CEOs of the nation's largest companies against using race-based preferences in hiring and promotions. In their letter, the AG said treating people differently because of the color of their skin is unlawful and wrong. But Raoul says diversity is needed in corporate America.
Diversity initiatives in the workplace are legal, ethically responsible, and more important than ever in addressing these systemic barriers.
The Democrats sent their own letter to the CEOs saying these initiatives also reduce the risk of legal claims of discrimination. This comes after the U.S. Supreme Court in late June struck down affirmative action in college admissions. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The next leader of the Rainbow Push Coalition vows to keep the civil rights organization founded by Reverend Jesse Jackson in Chicago. Tessa Weinberg reports.
The Reverend Frederick D. Haynes III says the Rainbow Push Coalition's headquarters won't be moving out of Chicago. The Dallas pastor says he plans to remain in Texas where he preaches. But now more than ever, the advocacy organization needs hubs in the Lone Star State, he says.
We have a governor who is doing everything he can to attack diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Haynes is referring to Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Jackson had some words of advice for the new Rainbow Push president.
Take it and run with it.
Jackson led the organization for over 50 years. Tessa Weinberg, WBEZ News.
An Illinois congresswoman is speaking out against the state's more inclusive policies for transgender youth. Illinois Newsroom's Washington, D.C. correspondent Linda Kenyon has the story.
Mary Miller, who represents Illinois' 15th congressional district, brought the issue to the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives.
I rise to defend our daughter's right to privacy and safety.
She's talking about a case involving a young girl at the YMCA.
This spring, a 16-year-old girl swimming for a local swim team in my district was banned from the YMCA for speaking out against men undressing in the girls' locker room. My constituent, Abigail, was simply exercising her right to privacy and safety.
The issue is whether transgender athletes should be able to access bathrooms and locker rooms that coincide with their gender identity rather than their gender at birth.
The YMCA should immediately reverse their decision.
Miller also took aim at Illinois' Democratic governor for supporting transgender rights.
Governor Pritzker continues to promote policies that put our daughters at risk.
The governor recently signed into law two measures aimed at safeguarding the rights of the LGBTQ+ community. It is an issue that echoes in the state houses across the country and in the nation's capital. In fact, the U.S. House of Representatives recently passed a defense authorization bill. It includes several amendments deemed too controversial to even be considered in the Senate. Among them, amendments that target transgender care and diversity and inclusion initiatives in the Department of Defense. Representative Adam Smith, a Democrat from Washington State, described the House bill and its amendments as one that pushes what he calls, in his words, an agenda rooted in racism, misogyny, bigotry, ignorance, and hatred. In Washington, D.C., Linda Kenyon, Illinois Newsroom.
According to WCIA-TV, Abigail Wheeler, the teenager at the center of Miller's speech, says she only saw a person changing in the locker room and did not see a naked man. And although Miller says the teen was banned, the YMCA of Springfield released emails showing the family took her off the swim team and ended their membership at the facility. Still to come, we'll learn more about how Illinois will become the first state in the nation to end cash bail this fall. That story is next on 217 Today.
In the new season of Masterpiece's explosive series Grantchester, police investigator Jordy Keating and Reverend Will Davenport are put to the test. With shocking announcements and an unexpected accident that threaten Will's and Gordy's closest relationships. Exploring faith, forgiveness, and redemption, you can stream each episode of Season 8 following its Sunday night air date. Friends of WYLL can watch all 7 past seasons of Grantchester at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Illinois will be the first state to abolish cash bail following a landmark decision by the Illinois Supreme Court this week. The pretrial fairness portion of the so-called Safety Act will officially go into effect on September 18th. Mary Dixon spoke with Alex Degman to learn more about it.
First, what does it mean to eliminate cash bail?
Well, it means that people who commit crimes or cause disturbances can still be taken into custody by police, but they can only be held pre-trial if they're accused of certain crimes and a judge determines them a danger to the public or a threat to flee and not show up to court. But anybody held pre-trial can appeal that decision.
So who is supposed to benefit from this new law?
It's primarily designed to benefit people who are accused of low-level offenses that don't have the resources to post bail. Proponents have long said that they're trying to prevent people like shoplifters and others charged with low-level crimes from sitting in jail just because they can't afford bail.
The sheriffs and prosecutors who challenged this said that eliminating cash bail violates the state constitution. What did the Illinois Supreme Court have to say?
So the Supreme Court disagreed with the circuit court in Kankakee County, plus the sheriffs and the prosecutors who sued on a few ideas. Now, for one, the high court ruled that the law doesn't violate the separation of powers. The plaintiffs here said the legislature can't just come in and tell the judicial branch what to do and how to run its courtrooms. But the Supreme Court said the legislature's actually done that a lot. In 1963, lawmakers wrote the first criminal code outlining how and when a defendant should be detained, for example. Now, plaintiffs also argued that the Pretrial Fairness Act violates the Crime Victims Bill of Rights. And that says that victims and their families have to be kept in mind when setting bail. And they can't be part of a decision when no bail is involved, the opponent said. But the Supreme Court said crime victims are taken into consideration as part of the law, and the terms of bail don't necessarily have to include money. The word monetary isn't mentioned anywhere in the Constitution. And it was also argued that eliminating cash bail is changing the Constitution because it says people can get bailed out with, quote, sufficient sureties. But the Supreme Court disagreed with that, too, reiterating that the Constitution doesn't say that bail has to be monetary, even though that has been the widespread practice in Illinois and pretty much everywhere else.
So now that justices have ruled that this is legal, that this is constitutional, does it mean everyone waiting for trial in Illinois will be released from jail?
No. So anyone currently being held on cash bail or anybody who gets arrested between now and the middle of September is still going to go through the system as it is right now. But some opponents are already starting to get worried because they think there could be a huge deluge of folks appealing their pretrial detention in a couple of months. And they think that the court systems aren't adequately staffed to handle that. And this worry started coming around during the campaign season. You might remember opponents started claiming that because cash bail is going away, that nobody's going to be held pretrial. And they started calling it the Purge Law, which you might remember is based on the Purge movie franchise, where all crime is legal for 24 hours. But even before the changes lawmakers passed late last year, that was never going to happen. And judges always were going to maintain discretion.
How are law enforcement officials responding to the ruling?
Some of the folks that I'm talking to say they're disappointed in this ruling, but I'm not expecting any widespread defiance like we saw in the final weeks of 2022. That's when sheriffs and state's attorneys across Illinois said they wouldn't enforce this because they thought it was unconstitutional. Well, now the state Supreme Court has weighed in and said that it is, and that appeared to spur some more widespread acceptance. And I asked Jim Kaichik about that. He's the executive director of the Illinois Sheriff's Association. And he says Illinois' entire system revolves around cash bail. It's disappointing to see it discarded, but it's the law, and it's been deemed constitutional. So now he says it's law enforcement's job to enforce the law.
That's Mary Dixon speaking with Alex Degman. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 89 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Shannon Heffernan, Alex Degman, Mawa Iqbal, Tessa Weinberg, Linda Kenyon, and Mary Dixon. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.